And last week's health education programme on walk riding, we were talking about venereal diseases. And once again, with me in the studio, Frank Rowntree, the city's health education officer, who spends a lot of his time with sex education in the schools. And I think this is important, Frank. You've got to get the kids and the parents together.
Yes, I was going to pull you up there because sex education, with the emphasis on sex, really sex education is part of the whole health education programme, and we hardly ever use the title sex education. We do a continuous programme that covers all aspects of health, and we don't specialise on any one. And of course, sex education isn't something just for youngsters, it's something for parents as well. Sex education, in fact, begins at the very moment we're born and isn't something that's provided during two, three, four, half a dozen lessons in schools. The parents do have an enormously important role. And one thing that's come to light very much as a result of the broadcast programmes recently is that parents are questioning what their role is. They're having to examine this question of should there or should there not be formal and structured health education in groups, in schools. And most parents are eminently sensible and have very much welcomed the opportunity of having the factual side of the sex education for their children taken off their hands. It is a problem when parents haven't got a common language with their children, or may not, in fact, understand all the technicalities and details. What we try to do is not only work with the children, but at the same time work with the parents, and frequently with the parents and children together. We provide opportunities for groups of parents to see all the films, not only for young children, but for adolescents as well, so that they can catch up on their own sex education if there are any gaps, and also so that they know the kind of thing that is being used in a school or youth group, and are able, on the basis of a common language, to discuss it quite freely with their children. I think what many parents are afraid of is that the child would come back with a personal question about a parent's own sex behaviour. This is not really a problem. It very, very rarely happens, in fact. Sex education is part of a preventive measure, and it certainly will prevent problems for the future. And I would make one last plea. There are a few parents, thank God only a few, who've said, I don't want my child to go through any form of sex education. They want them withdrawn. This can be one of the most damaging experiences for that child. They are set apart. They will still discuss it with the other children, but they are made to feel completely out of it. They get their stories second hand. And I would make a plea to those few parents who are against group education to think again, to go along and talk it over with their head, or come along and talk it over with us. And I'm sure that they'd find that they'd change their mind.